Welcome to Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. If you remember in our last episode, we looked at how we can sometimes get detoured from being able to focus on the presence of God in our lives. And in this episode, we want to look at how by focusing on completing, fulfilling, doing the will of God in our daily lives, we can find a wonderful way of connecting and being aware of God. That in fact, as we look at some of the thinking of a great spiritual writer, De Caussade, we get a sense that how we fulfill our everyday tasks becomes a way of encountering the will of God, and in doing the will of God, becoming more mindful, aware of the presence of God in our lives. Welcome to Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. Segment number one, so important for us, is to want to do the will of God. It makes no sense to want to be aware of God's presence during our day if at the same time we're not really in the depth of our being desiring to do God's will, to know who God is and to listen to God and to follow God as best we can. There's no sense in trying to be aware of God unless in that awareness we're following as closely as we can. And so the will of God has to be at the very heart of Godfulness, of mindfulness, because at the very heart of this experience is this openness to God. And this openness to wherever God is going in our lives. And so at this point of our podcasts, I think it makes perfect sense for us to speak directly about this, about the will of God for us and how important and wonderful that will should be for us. Because part of that will is to accept the way our lives are, or to recognize that something needs to be changed, and to find from God either the capacity to change it, the wisdom to change it, the direction that it needs to be changed. But if we find in our lives that by and large, what our lives are comprised of, very good things that God seems to have put in our lives, and that God is challenging us to take care of those things, those people, those activities that seem to come from God, then it becomes not a question of seeking God's will, but of embracing God's will in the lives that we are living right now. And there is where our friend, Father Jean-Pierre de Caussade, can come into help us. Because his point of view is that if we are living the life that the Lord has called us to, and we're living that faithfully, then in the day-to-day activities that we do, we should find in them the very presence of God. Some people would call it the sacrament of the present moment, that the Lord comes to us powerfully through our discovery in what we are doing, the very will of God, the very presence of God, there in the very simple activities of everyday life. Segment number two. let's go more deeply into this whole question of God's will and our daily lives. What de Caussade will point out is that what we do in our lives, when our lives are being lived for, you know, taking care of the responsibilities that need to be a part of our lives, taking care of ourselves, taking care of other people, that these things are very much the will of God. And therefore, if we abandon ourselves to doing these things and at the same time maintain an attitude that we are doing these things for other people and for the Lord, because the Lord has asked us to take care of these other people, whether through the work that we do, the salary that we pull in, the activities that make up taking care of house and home and people that we love, if whatever it is that those activities involve, and if we see, if we look in those activities and find that they are doing what God is calling us to do, then in this wonderful way, we can go through our day and say, with each of those activities, as it goes on or as it ends, we have done something that God has asked us to do. And when we realize that we've done something that God has asked us to do, it becomes very natural to turn to God in gratitude that we've been able to do these things. And also, you know, in this sort of wonder that the Lord is calling us to labor in this world, and to realize that through our actions, we do good things that God wants to happen in other people's lives. And we are part of that whole dimension of God's will being accomplished through human beings. We may have the temptation to think that there are other things we should do, greater things, or it's only in those things that are specifically related to things of our faith that we are doing what God wants us to do. But when we think more deeply, we can come up with two conclusions. One, if we are called to do other things, then we need to bring those other things before the Lord, or the very desire to do those other things, and say, Lord, is this your will? And we enter into a discernment process of that. But if we don't feel that we really are specifically called to something else, then the fulfillment of these simple deeds is a fulfillment of God's will, and it's a temptation to be thinking, there's more that I should be doing. Instead, we should settle into the very reality that in this present moment of taking care of what God asked me to do, I am fulfilling everything that God desires me to do right now. And that is a wonderful way to live, mindful, Godful, full of this awareness of what God is asking of me. Segment number three. De Caussade takes the example of the Blessed Mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus, to give us a clearer sense of what it means to fulfill God's will through a very simple life from doing very simple things. He points out that her life was very simple. It once didn't involve, you know, working with great people and, you know, founding great institutions. You know, her life was very much involved in taking care of this family, this son that God had given to her, her neighborhood, her community. As far as we know, that was what her life was about. And she is considered the model of sanctity for us all. How could that be when she had no greatness around her actions? And he points out that in everything she did it because it was God's will, and she did it joyfully because it was God's will. She accepted that. Her heart was open. I am the handmaid of the Lord. And so his challenge to us is to have the same attitude with what we do, to do what we do joyfully, to do what we do with great love, to do what we do because we sense this is what God is asking me to do. And in that belief that we're doing what God asks us to do, to find great fulfillment. So the fulfillment of my life is not based on anything that I do that might cast some sort of a larger light upon myself, or might change all sorts of things in the world, although there are people who do those things and God may be calling them to do it. But for most of us, God's will is going to be doing the simple things that make up a life. And even for those people who are doing great things out there, for many of them, there also are very simple things that they need to take care of. And if they don't take care of those things, somehow, as great as they're doing wonderful things, they're perhaps lacking in doing God's will by turning away from the simple things that God is calling them to. And so, with the Blessed Mother as our example, how easy it is for us to see in the simple activities of our daily life that if we offer them to God, and we will find in them the presence of God who is helping us to do them well and joyfully and in love. And they will become acts of love and kindness we give to God and to other people. We will be mindful of the presence of God, and our daily lives will be filled with God. Segment number 4. As we come now to that part of our podcast where we put into practice something that we've been looking at during the previous segments, I'd like to encourage you to just take a moment to look over your past few hours and think of those things that perhaps to you are most mundane, are most normal, that carry with them nothing that might be considered too noble or grand, but are nevertheless necessary for the life that you lead, or for the comfort of the people the Lord has given you, or are part of the work that is important because of the salary you draw or because it takes care of people. But the very mundane things that make up some of the time that you've spent in the last few hours. It could be driving in traffic. It might be fixing a simple breakfast or lunch for yourself or for others. It might be just checking in on somebody, or it may be something that has to do with setting up some appointment with other people. Mundane things. And then after you think of a couple of those, what I'm going to ask you to do is see in them God's will for you. The Lord who has given you the life that you have, you've made choices for it too, but right now it is the life that you have. And be grateful that these things that you have done have been a part of your life. And sense the hand of God guiding you, strengthening you, and also the Spirit opening your eyes to how God has been a part of these very mundane things. And be grateful, last, for them and for your participation in them. So there's three sections of this. One, to think of some of the mundane things that you've done. Second, to see God's activity in those mundane things. And last, to be grateful that you've been a part of that. So I'll give you a minute and a half to do this. And that brings our podcast to a close. This challenge I want to give to you, that you begin to see in the life you're leading, in its simplicity, the very hand and will of God that you are doing as you fulfill those myriad tasks that make up a day. But sense in them that that is God's will and you are responding to God's will. And as always, let's pray for one another that we may all come closer to this Lord who has come to us, that we all might experience this Godfulness, mindfulness for Christians.